أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، our lecture today on علم الرجال is about the حجة النافين للحاجة إلى علم الرجال. That is, what are the arguments raised by the people who reject the need for the ilm ur-rijal? That there are some people who are of the viewpoint that there is no need for the ilm ur-rijal regarding the istinbatul ahkam an adillatiha. So from their adilla, the istinbatul ahkam, they say that there is no need. So they have got certain objections to the need, and the first one of them is the qat'iyat-e riwayatul kutabul arba, that some of the akhbari scholars, they went to the viewpoint that the narrations in the Kutabul Arba of Ahadith, they are qat'iyya, they are certain, and their Ahadith are maktuwatu sudur anil masumeen alayhimus salam, that their Ahadith are certainly narrated from masumeen alayhimus salam. And there is then no need for the discussion about the narrator or Ravi min hasul visakat or the absence of it, because what is needed is the talbul itminan bisudur, that one should be satisfied that it is coming from the infallible source, and that supposition is favored by the concept that these narrations of the Kutabul Arba are maktuwatu sudur, that it is certain, it is qata, that they are coming from the masoom. But this dawa is bila dalil. There is no argument in favor or to prove this statement, because the statement that there is qat'iyya for these narrations, certainty for these narrations, their people who collected them, they never claimed for it. And the only thing that can be related to them was that they commented about the sihatul akhbar that is have been collected in their connected books, and that sih, just the sihatul akhbar which have been collected, that they are narrations. So their only being the narrations does not prove that they are mutawatira or qat'iyya, because the meaning of the sihat is that they are accompanied by certain contexts or qara'in that is useful for the itminan bisaduriha anil a'imma alayhimus salam, that's useful for the satisfaction of their being narrated continuously from the Aimma alayhi salam? And is it sufficient that the sihat of these narrations as narrations, they are should be taken as the jawazul amal bi akhbariha bila tafahush or la? So the permissibility of action based on these narrations, which are commented as that they are correct as a narration, so is it is from the basis for the jawazul amal, for the permissibility of action or not? So that is a complete separate discussion, and we will add to this discussion that the adillatul ahkam is not only just specific to the Kutabul Arba, because the if there is no manas about the questioning regarding the ahwal or rawat, and if somebody is for example narrating from the wasail from 70 books, so there are ahadith which are not present in the Kutabul Arba, and there are other books which also contains the ahadith about the ahkam. So the late coming scholars, they made a tawakkuf upon the usul and the books that doesn't reach the hand of Sahib al-Wasail. And the Muhaddis al-Nuri, he collected many of the narrations in his book named as Mustadrak al-Wasail. And nobody who is doing istimbat from the hadith, so he cannot neglect the hadith which are present in the Mustadrak al-Wasail. And these are those hadiths which were not available to the Sahib al-Wasail. The second argument against which is raised is the Amal al-Mashahur Jabirun Lizof al-Sanat, that they say that if the most of the companions, they are acting upon a narration, and even if a zuf is sanad, so that becomes compensated. So this rule cannot be related to all of the narrations, because if all of the narrations are taken, that it can be based from the amal bamashhur, and that is hujjat. Even if the Ravi is Sikha or not, then every narration which is not acted by the Mashhur will become Laysa Behujjat, and even if it's Ruwat or Sikha. And that's a statement which is not acceptable with the Muhaddisin. So the Marifatul Mashhur in all of the problems is a difficult matter, and it is only in some of the problems that this may apply, and then in some of the narrations there is Shuhrat, and in other narrations they are Ashhar. So some are Ashhar, some are Mashhur. So there is no gold standard for the Hujjiyat Qawl al-Sakat with reference to the Ashhar and Mashhur, and that will be something which is objectionable. And the third arguments who rejected the need for the Ilm al-Rijal is the ला तरीक ला इस्बातुल इदाला। सो दे गेव द दावा देवर ऑफ द व्यू पॉइंट डेट अदालत और रावी देर इज नो वे टू फाइंड इट एक्सेप्ट बाई रेफरिंग टू द बुक्स ऑफ अहलो रजाल एंड दोज पीपल टुक द अदालत और रावी फ्राम द बुक्स ऑफ अदर पीपल्स एंड दो अदर पीपल टुक द अदालत और रावी अगेन फ्राम द अदर पीपल एंड इन दैट वे इट बिकम साइक्लिक एंड इट प्रूव्स नथिंग नथिंग मोतबर एंड द तादील मोतबर कैन नाट बी एस्टेब्लिश्ड बाय दिस वे बट देर इज एतमाद अबाउट द कुतुब अर-रिजालिया बिकॉज ऑफ द प्रूफ दैट दे आर रिलेटेड टू देयर राइटर्स एंड देयर किरात टू देयर तलामीस एंड द किरात ऑफ अदर पीपल्स टू रिगार्डिंग द नरेशंस एंड द किरात उत तलामीस फॉर द टीचर्स एंड द इजाज़ा फ्राम द मुअल्लिफ अला नकला माफिल किताब सो ऑल दीज थिंग्स दे मेक द बुक मस्मूअन अलल मुस्तंबित और साबितन निस्बत हो इलल मुअल्लिफ सो द बुक बिकम्स आइदर मस्मू फ्राम द मुअल्लिफ और दे बिकम साबित फ्राम द मुअल्लिफ सो what we gain from this argument is that if the book a book is proven that it has got a relationship to the katib and that is an tariq ut tawatur wal istifada or there is a itminan or satisfaction of the based on reason So that becomes the ilman urfiyan, that becomes the knowledge by the common understanding, or that becomes al-hujjatu sharia, and it's correct to rely upon that. And that's why the akarirul maktuba and the al-wisaya al-markuma بخطوط المقر والموسی اور بخط دیٹس ایکسیپٹیبل اینڈ دے آر ٹیکن ایز دی کرائن فار دی صحت آف دا نریشن آر دا بک اینڈ ایف دیر از اے اسٹیمپ دیر دیٹس آلسو ٹیکن ایز دی کرائن اینڈ دوز پیپل ہو ریجیکٹ دا ریٹن ورکس So they are rejecting the mashkook and they are not rejecting the maloom or the al-mutmain minha. So if something is known or we are satisfied about that, then it becomes acceptable. And the tashri'a of اعتبار العدال عدالت فی راوی سو اٹ بیکمس ایزی اٹ بیکمس واجب اف اٹ از ود دی اسپیکٹ دیٹ اٹس ایزی بٹ اف اٹ بیکمس ایکسٹریملی ڈیفیکلٹ آر ٹو دی لیول آف متاثرن آر متعذرن دین اٹس اعتبار از لغو اینڈ دا تشریح از بلا فائدہ So, the adalat which is al-mutabara fi rawatul hadith, it's possible to obtain it by the way that's available and that is the call of rijaliyin. That's the saying of the people, of the scholars of rijal and that's becomes hujjat and so If they are taken without that, that becomes amre lagu And if there is tasur in its tahsil without that way, so that is something not acceptable. And Allama Mamkani tried to answer it by another way, that this tazkiya of the rawat is not the shahadat, and that's the etibar of the shahadat is different because of the asalat and the shifat, and these things. So if it is allowed to take the narrations from the Asool, that they are taken from the Asool-e Arba Mea, then the purpose is that we have to refer to the Ilmu Rijal for its proof and for obtaining the Zan Al-Itminani Al-Intizami. And that's like the Intizam of Umurul Uqala, that as the people of reason do make arrangements to get things satisfied about, and for that purpose we need the books of Rijal and the Ziyadatul Ihtimam for the Itibar, and the other way around. So this is the answer for the people who says that the Rujoo ila Kutubur Rijaliya is by way of collecting the Qarain and Shawahid for obtaining the satisfaction regarding the Visakat or Ravi or Sadurul Hadith. And if somebody is of the opinion that their call is Hujjat min babi shahada, then it is not acceptable, because the etibar of this call taken as hujjat min babi shahadat is totally different. And the answer is the tafseel between these two points. So if somebody has got reliability regarding the rujoo to the books of Rijal min babi shahada, so that's a different viewpoint. And if somebody is referring to the reliability min babi tahsirul quran wa shawahid ala sidqur rawi wa sadurul riwaya, so that's a totally different concept. And the point of discussion is the hujjiyat of the call of the rawat. And if the knowledge is not obtained from their call, or the itminan is not established, then there is no use of that. So then it will be just its acceptance min babi tabbut. And that is something that's not being discussed, that these narrations are not taken min babi ta'abbud, because there may be a certain knowledge, or then there may be the knowledge al-urfi and the hujjiyatul qat'iyya, and it may not be the hujjiyatul zatiyya like the ilm. And the fourth objection regarding this is the al-khilaf fi manil adala wal-fisq, that there is difference of opinion among the scholars regarding the meaning of adala and fisq, and that is the ta'deel of ulma'ur rijal after knowing that Mukhtar al-Muaddil is what is the meaning to him regarding the Adalat, and what is his mabna for the Mukhalfat of it. For example, the Mukhtar al-Shaykh fil adalat, that is the zahurul islam wa adam fisk, and that is the apparent dawa. So how can itimad be based on the ta'dil if somebody says that adalat is a malaka? So the later coming scholars mostly believe that adalat is a malaka, and that question is answered by Allama Mamkani. He says that if we refer to the ulama rijal and we try to read the explanations they have given, so the adalat from the shaykh and his iltifat towards what is against the meaning of adalat, so that is something that he, by adalat, he means the proof of the adalat in the rawat, and the adalat which is al-muttafiq alayh. So the ta'leef and the tasneef, so they are both, if taken specifically for the amal, so there is not based on any specific opinion, and there is a tanbih for that. And the muallif says that, for example, there is jara wa ta'dil and there is tark tasrih bihi, so apparently it is actually negating the asr al mashhur, because the turuq sabut in that and about that is a specific opinion, and that's against the mazhab al mashhur, according to which, so if some narration comes, it is obligatory to investigate it. And if there is some mizmar or there is something which disturbing, so that will be for his person, and that the benefit will be about the person. But what is apparent that he made the book for the benefit of the common scholars and their referral while they are doing istinbat. So it has to be according to the istilah of the mashahur, and that's not the tasrih which is going against the common opinion. And the Muhakkik Kummi says in this regard that apparently the musannif in these books does not mean only the mujtahideen of his time, because they made these books regarding all the ones who are identifying this way. They may be the way of this time or the way of the people who are coming after them. So it was usually the case that there was adamur rujoo ila kutab-e maasir, that people usually know the jihatul istisnad in most of them, and so mostly these tasaneef were consulted after the death of the people. So the maqasid regarding the ta'leef of these kutab ur rijal is that they will be remaining for a long time and for abadud dahar, and they will be useful for the istinbat. And if this meaning is included in the adalatul musallifin and their wara and taqwa and fatanat and hazakat, so what is meant by the adalat by them is that musallimul kul hatta yantafi al kul, So that is for all the people which the meanings refer to, and there is the possibility of ghaflat regarding the muallif in this regard is not related to the zamanut talif or just for his life due to the ghayatul bud. And there is another karina here that they don't only mean the sika, because mujarridul Islam ma adam is zuhurul fisk, and that if it is taken, then it will include most of the Muslims and not the mujarrid husn zahir, because adam hasulul wusuq is what is taken as the which is malka as rejectable. And Allama Mamkani says here that there are qara'in by which they meant that the adalat is a malka, and these ulama or rajal they mentioned when narrating about different rawat something that zuhurul Islam and adam is zuhurul fisk, but the husru zahir have got the maratib, and that maratib they are related to the ta'dil and tawseek. For example, they mentioned Ibrahim bin Hashim as the first person who did the Nasharul Ahadith Al-Kufiyin Bikum. So that indicates that he is aqwa regarding the Husn al-Zahir by the Maratib, because the Ahle Kum have got the habit that they are not taking the riwayat with adam al wusuq from zuafa, and even they expel the people who are doing these things. So how come who is a fasik person or whose way is not true, so they cannot be established for the nashrul akhbar between them? So it indicates that he is a Kamal-e-Jalalat, and although this is not has been clearly mentioned by the Tawseeq or Tadi. And then the fifth point is the Tafzihun Nas fi hadha lil, that some people they defame this science of ilm ur-rijal, and this is that in this science, in this ilm, there is tajassus about the defects of the people, and there is the things which were hidden and things which were commanded to hide and not to talk about, so they are talked about here. So first of all, it is negated that it is by way of the murafiat, because there is jara of shahid al-mudai and its takzeeb, and that's the routine in the courts of law. So by mentioning the defects and the command about the mentioning of the defect is an exception here, and in this case the ghibat is considered as permissible. Secondly, the ahkamul ilahiya, they have got priority regarding the tahaffuz of haqooq, and so ahkamul ilahiya they are preferable to be protected. So the rules of ghibat or the ma'aib, zikr al-ma'aib, does not apply here, because the verses of the Holy Quran, they call about the tafahus regarding the rawat as something appreciable, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in jaakum fasik binaba'in fatabayyanu, Surah Hujrat, ayat number 6. And similarly, antusibu qawman bijahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimi. So the ihtimal isabatul qawm bijahala is not only specific by the ilm of the fisk, so it has to be made clear before doing the asabat on that. And the sixth point raised against the nida filmo rijal is the call of rijali wa sharayatu shahadat. And if it is said that the call of rijali is mimbab of shahadat, then it is obligatory to collect in it the sharayat which are reliable by the tariq of his and not al-hadas. So the shart of the ittifaq of the ulama, and it's known that there is adam tahakkuk hadha shart, that this condition is not taken as established, because le adam ta'asur al muaddil wal muaddal, because the person who is talked about as just and the person who is talking about that he is a just person, they are not at the same time. So the shart of shahadat, if it is taken as amre hissi, so that is the mubadi which are close to the his, and then in itself it does not become his. And it's like adalat and shujaat, because both of them are the umure ghair hissiya, but their mubadi are hissiya min kabir iltizam bil faraiz wan nawafil, that if somebody is offering the faraiz and nawafil and doing ijtinab an iktirafil kabair fil adalat, and if he is avoiding the major sins, so this is indicating adalat. And similarly, karal abtal fi mayadin il harb wal akdam bil amur al khatira, so that's indicating the shujaat of the person. So sometimes their mubadi are hissiya, but the result is ghair hissiya. So it's possible to talk about the ihrazul adalatul muasir bil muashira or bi qiyam al qarain wa shawahid ala adalatihi or shuhratihi or shiahu bain al nas, and that's something which is useful for itminan, and that is the ihrazul adalatul rawi of ghairul muasir is also possible by the ishtihar, by the ashya, by al-amarat, and by al-qarain al-mankula mutawatiran asran ba'd al-asr, which are useful for the qata yaqeen and itmina. And there is no doubt that al-kashi, al-najashi and al-shaykh, and they were the muhaddiseen who were practicing that, and ulama, and they were knowing the ahwal or rawayat, their khasusiyat and their makan min haisul wasaqa wa zab, and these were the qarain which reached to them from their mashayikh or akabar, and they were going to the asr or rawayat shahadat of that time bi wasaqate haula. So there is another answer to that also, that if the muhtamal is kavi, that is the shahadat in the haq of the rawat, then it is related to the sama from the shuyukh, or it is goes to the asr ul rawayat, and the tabqatun nahaiya is the muashra with the rawayat or mukhalifat of them. So the ta'dil and jara is the amran irtijaliyan, but it is mustanidan imma ilal qara'in al mutawatira wa shawahid al qat'iyya al mufida lil ilm bi adalat al rawi ar zawfihu aw ila al sama min shaykh ila shaykh akhir. And there is a third aspect also, then, and that is the referral to their books, which were written in those times and in the times from the before the time of the author by the people who were muasir of the rawayat, or their muashireen, and they are the containing the mazameen of the Asur al-Khamsa or Rijaliya, and these books were from the previous times. And the Alam al-Mutaqaddimeen, they relied on these clarifications regarding the wasaqat of Rajal, and that was the Al-Al-His Dun al-Hadas, and there was three reasons for that, with three aspects. The first was to refer to the book which was in their hands, and that was about Ilm al-Rijal, and that was proving the relationship of the Muallif by way which is correct. And the second is a sama min kabir an kabir wa min sika an sika. And the third is اعتماد على الاستفاضة والاشتهار بين الاصحاب, and that is the احسن الطرق, and that is more reliable than the other ones, like the عدالت of صاحب الحدائق and صاحب الجواهر and شيخ الانصاري, that is by the طريق of الاستفاضة and اشتهار في كل جيل واثر. So that reached us their wasaqat, because we were not present at that time, and their wasaqat reached us bi sanad khas. So that indicates that istinad ilal his with tawseeq, which was written by the previous people by some shaykh, and there was found that they have found a group which were relating about the Rijal, so they made the wasaqat of the sikat and the zuhf of the zuhfa, and they differentiated that upon whom their hadith is reliable and whom hadith is not reliable. And so that's why if the reader stops mostly on the Asur al-Khamsat al-Rijaliya, so that's a routine, but that doesn't mean they are all the books that's available on Rijal, because before them there were books written about the Rivayat, and we will mention some of them by the authors which were Qudama, and they wrote the books in this mizmar and they were the Kutab al-Rijaliya, which were Muallifa Qabla al-Asur al-Khamsa, or Maaha, and one of them is a book written by Sheikh Saduq Abu Jafar Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein bin Musa bin Babwiya al-Qummi, who died 381, and he made many books in a book named as Al-Masabi fi Man Rawa an Nabi wa Laima alayhi salam, and he also got a book Al-Mashikha, in which there are Mashaykh fir Rijal, and more than 100 sheikhs are mentioned, and that is on the last, that is in the last part of the Man La Yahzuruhul Faqih. And secondly, Sheikh Abu Abdullah Ahmad bin Abdul Wahid al-Bazaz al-Maruf Ibn Abdun, and that was, or by the Ibn al-Hashir, like the Rijal al-Shaykh, who died 423 and was from the Mashaykh of Sheikh Tusi and Najashi, and he has the book al-Fahris, and to that pointed out Sheikh Tusi in al-Fahris regarding the Tajma of Ibrahim bin Muhammad bin Sayyid al-Sakfi. And the third one is the Sheikh Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Sayyid al-Maruf ibn Uqda, and who was born in 249 and died in 333, and he has got a book Ar-Rijal, and in that were the names for the people who narrated from Jafar bin Muhammad alayhi wasalam, and he had got another book also, and in that he collected the name of the Rawat who were before the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam from the other Aimmae Tahireen alayhi wasalam. And then the fourth is Ahmad bin Ali al-Albi al-Aqiqi, who died 280, and he has got a book Tariq al-Rijal, and he narrated from his father on Ibrahim bin Hashim al-Qummi. And the fifth is Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Johari al-Baghdadi wa Sheikh al-Tusi, who died 401, and his tasanif is the Al-Ishtimal fi Marifat al-Rijal. And the sixth one is the Sheikh Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Nuh, who was resident of Basra. He got the kitab Ar-Rijal al-Lazina Ravuan Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. And the seventh one is Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Qummi, who died 350, and he has got the kitab Al-Tabakat. And the eighth one is Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Kufi, and he has got the books, and one of them is the Al-Mamduhin wal-Mazmumi. And the ninth one is Hassan bin Mahbub al-Sarad, and or al-Zarad, and who was born in 149 and died in 224, and he narrated 60 people from the Ashab Sadiq alayhi salam, and he also got a book Al-Mashikha and a book Marfat Rawat al-Akhbar. And number 10 is Al-Fazl bin Shahzan, who was counted by the Aimmae Ilm al-Rijal, and he died in the year 254. And some says 260, and he was the Ashab al-Raza wal-Jawad wal-Hadi alayhim as-salam, and he died in the times of Imam Askari alayhi as-salam, and Allama narrated from him in Khulasa in his second part in his Tarjuma Muhammad bin Salam after writing that wal-wajhu indi at-tawakkuf fima Yarvi fa inna al-Fazl bin Shahzan rahmahumullah qala fi ba'd kutubihi inna min al-kazzabin al-mashhurin Ibn Sina. So the other ta'lif from the Qudama in the Ilm al-Rijal and their names, they were mentioned by Shaykh Agha Buzurg Tehrani in his book known as Musaffa al-Maqal fi Musannif Ilm al-Rijal. So the Ahwal al-Ulama al-Mutaqaddimin regarding the Tawsiqat and Tazifat which came in the books of these five alam, they were present in the books before them, and so that has got the istinad by Wijdan to the Kitab, which is proven to the Mu'allif. Aw ila al-Nakl aw Sama' aw ila al-Istifada aw Ijtihad aw ila Tariq, which is close to that. And then the seventh one is the At-Tawsiq al-Ijmali, that sometimes there is Tawsiq al-Ijmali only, and the Ghayat is Al-Mutawaffakhat in Ilm al-Rijal, that is the Tamjeez al-Sika an Ghayrihi, that the Sika has to be identified from the non-Sika, and that's the Ghayat for that, and the four books were written for that. So they mentioned the Sikat al-Rijal of the Hadith and Isnad of the Riwayat, the Ala Wajl Ijmal Duna Tafsir. So they were mentioning about the Wisakat Ala Wajl Ijmal, that's in general, not giving the Tafsir. And if the Tawsiq al-Tafsili which mentioned, that was from the Najashi Sheikh and others and taken as Hujjat, but the Tawsiq al-Ijmali mentioned from the Kulaini, Suduq and Sheikh is also Hujjat, because these three big scholars, they corrected the Rijal al-Hadith in their books and clearly mentioned in their prefaces regarding the Sihat of the Riwayat. And the Muhakkik Kashani says in his Muqaddimah Saniya Min Muqaddimati Kitab al-Wafi that these people of these four books, they are giving the Shahadat about the Sihat al-Riwayat al-Warida fiha. Wa qala al-Kulaini fi awwali kitabihi fi al-tamas minhu tasnif wa qultu innaka tuhibbu an yakuna indaka kitabun kafun yajma'u min jamil funun ilmuddin ma yaktafi bihi al-mutallim wa yarji'u ilayhi al-mustarshid wa ya'khudhu minhu man yuridu ilmuddin wal amal bihi bil asar as-sahiha an as-sadiqain wal sunan al-qa'ima allati alayha al-amal biha amal wa biha yuddi farad Allah wa sunnat nabiyhi ila an qala ru qaddasallahu ruhu wa qad yassara Allah lahu lahul ham ta'lifu ma sa'alta wa ar ma sa'altu wa arju an yakuna bihaysi tawakhayt wa qala saduq fi di baja al faqih inni lam aqsad fihi qasd al musannifin wi fi irade jami'i ma rawu bal qasadat ila irade ma afta bihi wa ahkama bi sihhatihi wa ataqada fihi annahu hujjatun fi ma baini wa bain rabbi. So وَجَمِيعِ مَا فِيهِ مُسْتَخْرَجٌ مِنْ كُتَبِ الْمَشْهُورَ عَلَيْهِ الْمُوَّلْ وَعَلَيْهِ الْمَرْجَ. And that's how these people are mentioning about their narration, about the corrections of the narration of their books, and this is was like the Zakara Shaykh fil Udda Anna Jamie Ma Aradahu fi Kitabiyat Tahzib al Istifsar Innama Akhadahu min al Usul al Mutamad alayha. So these Tasrihat, they are actually ajnabi from the point of discussion, which is the Visakate Ruwat al Kutub al Araba. So the mentioning about the general comments about the book is different, and the Visakatu Ruwat al Kutub al Araba is different. So first of all, the Mashaykh, they are saying that they are mentioning about Sihate Riwayat of their in the their books in general, and they are not mentioning the Visakat or Rijal or Riwayat, which are two different things. So the Tasheeh or Riwayat, kama yumkina yakuna mustanidan illa ihraz Visakat or Riwayatya. So it's also possible an yakuna mustanidan ila qarain al munfasila, and that was mentioned by Muhakkik Bahai in Mashriq al-Shamsain and Faiz Kashani fil Wafi, and they said that it is possible for these mashayikh to mention about the correctness of their narrations in general, but not about the shahadat of the Visakat or Riwayat al-Hadith in their book. And that's questionable, because that's the Sarih Kalam ul-Alamain, and they are giving istinad to the Tasheeh about the Qarain and not about the Visakat ul-Riwayat. And that's how the different people they narrated that Istilah al-Mutakhirin is different regarding the Tanwi' al-Hadith, as mentioned by the Allama Hilli also, because the Istilah Maruf with the Qudama was different, and the Istilah Maruf with the Mutakhirin is different. And so Mutarif is that Itlaq al-Sahih da Kulli Hadith, that has got the Itizad from what is Yakzi al-Itimad and what is the Yujib al-Wusuq, and that's found in many of the Asuri Arba Mea al-Mutadawila, which was mentioned. So finding it in one asal or two and by different ways, that gives the Asanid al-Adid al-Mutabara, and their wujud in asal maruf al-intisab ila ahad al-jamaat allazina ajma'u ala tasdeekihim ka Zurara wa Muhammad bin Muslim wal Fuzail bin Yasar, or about the Tasheeh that they made about other people like Safwan bin Yahya wa Yunus bin Abdul Rahman wa Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Abi Nasr al-Bazanti, or to act upon their riwayat like Ammar al-Sabati and others. So their inclusion in the books, sometimes when these books were offered in front of Aimmah Ahad Aimmatul Masumin, and he praised the Mu'allif, like the book of Ubaidullah al-Halabi, which was offered to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and like the book of Yunus bin Abdul Rahman wal Fadl bin Shazan, and which was offered to Imam Askari alayhi salam, and the taking of these books, as which have become famous among the previous people as reliable and having itimad. So sometimes it is refers equally whether the muallif is from the Imamiya, like the Kitab al-Salat, Li Hariz bin Abdullah al-Sajistani, wa Kutab ibn Sa'id, wa Ali bin Mahzar, or maybe the narrator may be the Ghairul Imamiya, ka Kitab Hafs bin Ghayas al-Qadi, wal Hussein bin Ubaidullah al-Sadi, and Kitab Al-Qibla li Ali bin Hasan al-Tatari, so said that it was ruled for the correctness of hadith of some of the Ruwat which was Ghair Imami, like Ali bin Muhammad bin Riyah, because there were Qarain which was making the Wusuq and Itimad as established for them, and so the group of people, they made the ijma upon the correctness of what was coming from him. Otherwise, they were not relying on just the shahadat sihati kutab, and they were not taking the itimad of the shahadat, and they were taking as imsal milajjarah wa ta'deel. So if there is ta'arad al-khabran, which were taken as al-mu'tamid alayhuma ala tariqat al-qudama, so then there is tarjih between them. So we have to refer to the hal al-rawat fi jaray ta'deel, which is manqul from the mashayikh, and we base on the akhbar which is warda by the taraji regarding the call. So fal hukum ma hakama bi adalahuma wa aurahuma wa asdaqahuma fi hadith, as mentioned by Imam, and these are the wajuh taraji which were mansoos, so that was mentioned in the asani. And secondly, if it's accepted that manshay hukm is the sihat of these riwayat, and that's equal to the hukm bivisakat riwayatiha, so from where we can know that this is the tawseeq ilal his, because that's relating something which is very far away, and the ruwat and the books the by way of his have got a long distance of time. So what is muhtamil kavi is that is the istinad to the Quran, by which the istinbat e wasaqat is being done, and that is hujjat for the mustanbat for the hasurul Quran regarding having in this regard. And third, if it is supposed that that's the giving istinad to the tawseekul riwat ilal his, but taking their call is correct, but it is got lot of mistakes in it because of the kasrat of the dropping of the call ul mukhbar an hujjiyat fil akhbar an his adhan. So how can the akhbar an hadas, for example, which are in the riwayat of Kafi, and they were proved as zaif by Najashi and Sheikh, so there is muaridha of kasira, and that makes them drop from the hujjiyat. So these are only few narrations that qualify for the itibar with this aspect. And the Shaykh also made many people in his Rijal as Zaif from the Rijal of Tahzib and Istibsar in his Rijal and Faris. So how come it is possible to have itimad on this general tashhi, so it needs to be investigated by ilm ul rijal and the mulahiza of the isnad ul riwayat, and so these shahadat are not in the place of tawseek ul riwayat in these books. And then the shahadat ul mashayikh ul salasa, so if the mashayikh ul salasa is mentioned about the sihat of the book riwayat in their books, which is coming from the Aima, that's by the Quran which they have, and only then the Khabar-e Adal can be differentiated from the other, because the Khabar-e Adal and its Shahadat, if it is Hujjat, so it is something from his and not from Hadas, and the Akhbar which are coming by Hadas, they are not Hujjat except for the Nafsul Mukhbar, and so they are not included in the Mawarid except rarely, Kal Mufti bin Nisbat ila Mustafti. And the Akhbar of these narrators from their Sudur are the Akhbar on Hadas, na on his. And this explanation is the Ihtimal ul Khilaf and Wahm fi Kalam ul Adil. It's coming from two points. For example, if there is a Tammud fil Qazb, then the Adalat is gone. And if there is Ihtimal ul Khatab al Ishtiba, so that is the Asar ul Aqlai, that's the Ihtimad is gone, and the Asalat Adam ul Khata wal Ishtiba is something that is used in bad places, but that asal indul akla is muhtas bima is akhbara bishay an his. So asaratul adamul khata wal ishtiba relates to the narration by his. So kama is absara wasama, and not is relating to the hadas, because ihtimal ul khata fil absar wa sama, that is murtafa bil asr al musallam bain al aqla, but the ihtimal ul khata fil hadas wal intiqal min al muqaddima ila al natija remains there, and it does not remove. So the qawl al muhaddas is not hujjat except for himself. And the mashayikh which say that lam yaru bi ayunihim wa lam yasma'u bi azanihim, and there is sudur of riwayat in their kutab, and they are talking about a'imma, and this was actually the intikal from the Quran and shawahid which were available for itminan bi sudur, and this is the ikhbar an ishay bil hadas, and that does not get supplied like the asalatul adam ul khata, and it's not hujjat in the haq of others. So this intikal of the Quran regarding the sihat ul riwayat and their suduq, it is common in all and most of the people, and this is a matter that has got different opinions about it. So sometimes these Quran are giving satisfaction to the other persons, and sometimes not giving, except the zanne zaif bi sihat wa sudu. So how it's possible to have the hasulul itminan li aghlabin nas bi sudur jamee riwayat al kutub al arba, and which are about 30,000 hadith. So to talk about the sihat of all the 30,000 hadith based on the adalatul insan or shujaat, so they need some mubadi-e khasa which has to be maloom, and that is common for all these vast in most of the people. So the Qawl al-Mukhbar, it becomes Hujjat, and the Akhbar, if it is coming from the Hadas, but that ends up with the Mubadi'e Mahsusa, and they are the Malmusa لكل من أراد أن يتفحصن أحوال الإنسان. So it's not related to these أخبار regarding their sihr with reference to these narrations, because these Quran are actually, they are different with different people regarding their intikal, about the correctness of them, and for some of the people, they are not more than a zan-e-zayf. So all the Quran in this way regarding the wajudul hadith in any book, and which has been put in front of Imam and others, so these Quran are the Quran hissiya, but most of the Quran about these books are the Quran hadisiya. So if it is said that these narrations, their correctness is hujjat for themselves, not for others, then there is an aspect of the shahadat in this debacha, and there is no fayda that this is got inhisar fil amal biha, because these akhbar are actually biasan and hafizan ila tahreek bighair tahsil al quran wa shawahid. So there is wukuf about the mu'allif regarding this thing, because this juzil illat is the that's which established not ta'ala, and by that there is a tasdeeq, because there is nakal of rawayat basnad, and this is being, the nakal is being done, and if it is taken as correct, so there is a shahadat of sihat, that's hujjat for all, and that is a wajhul tamul zaqul abu sakil, and because the nakal of rawayat is by isnad, and that needs the tasihat, and it is not only the ikna of the anfus of the mu'allifin, but it has to be, and the mu'allifin, but it has to be established by the Quran. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.